Hey, it's me, Richie T, in my very own shackle of a room with me right now. It's the band Stars in Stereo. Thank you guys for being here so much.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah. You guys are in town. You're doing a show with POD tonight. How did you guys get hooked up with that? That's pretty big deal, right?
Yeah, we this is actually our second tour with them. So
so they like you?
Yeah, I'd like to hope so.
But how did it come about that you guys got hooked up with them?
We had done a tour with Flyleaf.
Okay.
Before earlier in the year, and then we did another one with them, and POD was on that one, and then they were doing this West Coast run, and they asked us to be on it. So, of course, we said yes.
I think it's a pretty cool thing to go on a tour. Like, I guess this kind of dawned on me when I was talking to bands at Warped Tour this year. Like, it probably is just a huge party, right? When you're not on, I mean, it's a huge party when you're on stage.
I played the fifth.
Yeah. Like, it's a huge party being on stage, and, you know, you get fans coming out and loving your music. But I'm betting, like, behind the scenes, like, it's just a bunch of rock stars having just way too much fun.
I think it really depends, you know. Some bands are sober, so, you know, they have their own sorts of parties. But, you know, I mean, we like to have a good time. We're not going to lie.
Yeah.
Interesting, you go there with sober, too. Let's talk about that, because a lot of bands have a hard time with that. I was visiting with a band called Fiddlar. I don't know if you guys know who that is, out of LA. And he went pretty into it, where he talked about how a couple guys in the band, you know, they have struggles and they have to constantly be like, hey, let's keep each other in check so this band thing stays together. Is it to that level, or are you guys just like a good time?
Oh no, we just like
a good time. Oh no, not with us. Oh no, no. I was saying other bands are sober. We are definitely not, and don't have that plan in the future. But, you know, hopefully it all stays healthy.
Yeah.
Do you have to keep each other in check?
Yeah, I mean, we don't get like stupid yet.
No. We're very controlled.
Yeah, we do it
except
professionally.
Except for me when I have absinthe, yeah, but you know.
Don't get absinthe, then we'll be good.
Are you the biggest partier then?
No, I'm really not. I never party except for when I drink absinthe, and then I will get involved with cops and like pee on things I shouldn't and things like that.
All bets are off.
Oh yeah. 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 If you want a good time, just give Beck absinthe.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
If it's not absinthe and it's not Beck, then who's the big partier of you guys?
Oh my god.
It's probably a tie between Drew and Jordan.
Yeah, we like
ourselves.
We're
also competitive, which doesn't help.
Yeah. And we really like ourselves some Jack Daniels.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I could jump off this building. I bet you couldn't.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Here, hold my drink.
Yeah, exactly. It gets a little crazy between the two of us sometimes.
Where do you guys come from?
Los Angeles. I grew up in Texas. We all grew up at different areas.
So formed in Los Angeles. Let's talk about kind of origins for each of you then. You come from Texas?
Yeah, Dallas, Texas.
Okay.
From outside of Boston.
Whereabouts?
Just small town.
Be specific.
Right. It's a town called Harvard.
Sure, it's right outside of Boston, right?
Yeah.
I'm from like 20 miles south of Los Angeles, a town called Lakewood.
Okay. And that's a rough town, right?
No.
No? Lakewood is it?
This is a nice suburban town. No, it was a lot nicer when I was younger, but it's kind of dropped off a little, I guess you could say.
Okay. Well, I'm not judging it. I've never been there, but it seems to me in my mind there's like a...
If it ends in wood.
Yeah, it ends in wood in California. It's like, no.
That is a common misconception. It's surrounded by a couple rough areas, but no, that's pretty nice.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And then where are you from?
I am from Portland, Oregon.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Rainy town. Is that why you're
definitely
a little bit moody? Why you like to party when you get the chance? Because there's not much chance.
You know, I love the rain. I love it. Doesn't bother me.
So you guys all come to LA because music, you've decided, is the thing. And then how'd you guys get all linked up together?
I met Frogs a long time ago. We were in a different project, like hired guns playing for some other girl. And then we met Jordan. And then we found Beck a little shortly after that. And, you know, we knew we had to have her, and we all really enjoyed what we were doing, so here we are.
So being hired guns for a different project is just backup stuff, and you're like, ugh, I hate this.
Yeah, well, it was, you know, I mean, work is work, and when you're a musician, if someone says, hey, I'm going to pay you to actually do what you're doing anyway,
what?
Yeah, you don't say no. But, yeah, I mean, that's how we had met, and...
Worked out.
You know, when it came time to form an original band, you know, once we found Beck... it really just came together instantly. We hit the ground running and haven't stopped since.
That's cool. So, and you ran into her how?
I was just looking for a new project in my life. I was doing solo stuff before this and just wasn't really feeling it. I wanted to, you know, write with people and enjoy that experience. And so a friend of mine told me about this band that was looking for a singer, and then I just met them and we started recording like the next day, basically.
Yeah.
All right, so be honest, gentlemen. And you're not allowed to comment, so you step away from the microphone.
Oh, great.
So when it was like, all right, so she comes in and she's like, I sing. Was part of it like, this chick's hot. Let's have her be part of this band? Or was
they
it
can't answer that.
Or was it completely just artistic?
Well, I know this is radio, so you can't tell just how handsome we are.
Yeah.
We needed someone who is at least as attractive as us. Yeah.
Good answer.
There you go.
Smooth.
But is that ever been any sort of dynamic with the band? Because that, again, I mean, we talked about like the drugs or partying or stuff like that too hard can be something that breaks up the band. I know sometimes with ladies in the band, that's why some bands are just like, you know what, I was part of a lady band project. I don't want to label you guys as that, but hopefully you get what I'm talking about.
I'm not a lady so. Band.
Lady is a strong word.
Yeah. We're talking about Beck?
Yeah. Who?
Well, it's at this point, it's like we live in a tin can together. Mm-hmm. And so it's like you're asking us if we would touch our sister.
So would you? That's kind of what I'm asking. Let's talk about your sister right now.
No. No.
We're going deep here for a few minutes.
Yeah, exactly.
I thought we weren't.
Yeah. So you guys got together. How long have you been together for?
About 2 years now. Longer? Two
yeah,
years?
I don't know. I lost count.
is it just constant? It seems to me like kind of in those early formative years, it's like you said, you just kind of take anything that you can and you go anywhere, anytime, if anyone is interested. It just seems like it's so much work. Is that where you guys feel like you're at right now?
It's definitely a lot of work, but we make a point to not sacrifice anything that we would want to do if we could make our own everything, you know, our ideal situations. So,
okay. You
know, we don't just kind of take anything that comes, but I mean, we love playing live and touring. And so we just kind of, it's more like that. We just stay on the road. We don't go home. You know, it's exhausting, but it's exactly what we want to do. So
yeah. I want to, go ahead.
I was just gonna say it's the best job in the world. So you can't really complain, you know?
Right. I mean, even though it's probably hard and sometimes you're tired and you're like, we're going to go talk to who at radio station. Oh,
no.
Yeah, we actually haven't, we've been fortunate and haven't come across many things that we've wanted to say no to. So there is a bit of yes to everything, but it's partially because we've been fortunate, you know?
I thought you were going to say we've been fortunate not have to talk to too many radio stations at this point.
That's totally no, that's, right. That's actually always doing a good time for us. We love it.
Yeah.
Every time we hear about one of these, it's like you actually want to put us on the radio.
Yeah, absolutely.
Are you kidding?
Yeah. Let's. I want to sample a little bit of your guys' music. Which song should we sample? We'll sample a little bit and then we'll come back and talk about it.
Every Last Thing would be great.
Every Last Thing?
Yeah.
Okay, so we'll play a little bit here and then we'll come back and talk about it.
Sure. Cool.
All right, so that's Every Last Thing. Let's talk about it. Who wrote it? Who puts it together? Is it someone that comes up with the music behind and then you put lyrics to it? Or what's the process?
Well, we write all the songs together. I mean, we, you know, sit in a room together and come up with the music. It's not always one before the other. It's just kind of like whatever we're feeling, you know. Maybe someone starts with a riff or whatever it is. But, yeah, we all sit in a room and We do the lyrics together. We do the music together just until we're all feeling it. And we don't leave the room until we're all happy with it.
So what's the story on that song?
Well, that song's actually the first song we ever wrote together.
Okay.
It didn't sound like it does now when we wrote it. You know, it's taken its own, like, mutations over the 2 years.
It's had a journey.
Yeah, exactly.
It started just
there's
small...
no way to sound that without, say that without sounding cheesy. But, yeah, it was the first song we wrote together. And so for us, it's really cool to see it, like, make it through all of the cuts and get on the album and then become the first single and then the video and all that. So
I think it's kind of an interesting process because I don't think many bands do it the way it sounds like you guys do, where everybody's in the room and you just kind of hammer it out. But yeah. Like, I see you guys on these nice comfy couches. Who's got a word that rhymes with lyric? Anybody? You got a word? I need a, you know.
Yeah, it's not really like that. I mean, we have an idea that we want to go for and, you know, it builds off there. But yeah, it's actually really amazing that we hear that, you know, that's strange that we can all write a song together, you know, but I think it's the best way because then everyone is just really committed to it and in love with it and we're all on the same level and it's amazing.
Yeah, it's ownership, so it's not, we're playing Beck's song again, great.
Yeah. Yeah, we all have to be completely behind these songs every single night on stage and you have to be feeling it, and so it's really worked out in a way that provides that for each of us.
What's your favorite part of touring?
Definitely playing the shows.
Well, sure, but I mean, is it the step on the stage? Is it the someone singing along with a song and you go, cool, they're singing, you know what?
Yeah, for me, every tour we do, we see, hopefully, see more people each show singing along, mm-hmm. and that never gets old. When somebody's singing the song that you wrote and you're playing, it's like, oh my God, I'm not the only one that's heard this.
But sometimes I bet you kind of feel like, I mean, like, that's what it is, right?
Yeah, I mean, we're so, like, in this bubble of touring and writing and always working that we forget that people are at home, you know, putting a song on repeat or, you know, identifying with it. And to actually see it firsthand is, you know.
Just awesome.
It's awesome, yeah.
Let's play another track.
The Broken?
Yeah.
Broken?
The Broken.
Okay. The Broken? The Broken. Let's do it.
There's a million reasons lives get shaken. Each one hurts the same. It's getting hard to tell what's breaking, the picture or the frame. Riding lighters to my mind, riding out with captain's sides. Scribble down, set aside. Can't see past today. Whispers from the other side, whispers from the terrified. Holding out for satisfied, I hear the voices say.
All right, so that's The Broken, and I think it's interesting. You guys said that you toured with Flyleaf, and as I first kind of listened to the music, I hope that this is okay that I kind of make this comparison, but it sounds a little Flyleaf-ish. Can that be a phrase?
It's not okay.
No. How dare you? Interview's over.
I'm out.
I mean, our influences are just all over the place, and we love Flyleaf. I mean, that's, you know, a compliment. So.
Yeah, for sure, but I mean, you sound great.
Oh, thank you.
I want to put you in my pocket, this pocket right here. That's where I put my sister, right there in that pocket.
You have a small sister.
Yeah, right? She's teeny. She never got fully developed. It was okay. Just right. She's little. I don't know. I went there, and then I wished I wouldn't have gone there.
You got to commit at this point.
At this point, I don't think, even though these are our cargo shorts, I don't think she could fit in this pocket.
Maybe so now you're calling your sister fat.
What? No, just little.
She's, oh, okay.
How did that song come about? The Broken. Is that someone's tragic story or where are we going?
I think it's just all of our tragic stories, you know, like we've all been in a place where we felt broken or like we weren't worth something or we were just, you know, thinking about all of our flaws, and it made us feel lonely or upset. And that song is really about, you know, making us feel like we have a family that we can go to when we do feel that, and that we're not alone in those feelings, that a lot of people have those feelings, and, you know, it shouldn't isolate you. It should bring you together.
That's cool. I would be remiss if I didn't ask this question, and I'm sure you get it all the time, so forgive me. Which one of you is Dr. Phil's kid?
I don't know. We heard that rumor, too, and we're still trying to figure it out. Yeah.
It's our tour manager.
Stop it. Which one of you is it?
It's a rumor to us, we're still trying to figure it out.
Jeez. Dr. Phil's in the front row of your shows. You guys are like, why is he here again?
He's a really big fan. Can you blame him?
All right. I have my suspicions, but if you guys don't want to out it, if you don't want to talk about it, that's fine. But I wonder, though, with that being apparently the case, if that is a...
no pun intended.
If that's been a help, if that's been a boost for the band.
I mean, if it were true, it's two completely different worlds, so, you know.
But you don't think... I don't know. I guess we could count it as two different worlds. But I think that some people, if they go, oh, hey, there's a band that, you know, you may not have ever heard of, they would just go, oh, okay, band I've never heard of, they're in town, great. But then they see it and they go, oh, a band they never heard of, wow, I'll check this out because, I mean. Yeah.
Apparently some other people have heard that rumor too, and we tend to offend some of his fans, you know, so it's like, I don't think we're really targeting 40-year-old mothers.
All right, I'll take it. So if that were true, two different worlds. Is that where we're going with that?
Sure.
All right. Tell people where they can find and follow and listen and love you guys like I've started to.
Well, thank you.
Just you, really. Not
just
me. I mean,
thanks.
Him, maybe.
I'll take it now.
Yeah.
Oh, darn.
I'll take this right now.
Do I get the other pocket?
Yeah, you get,
oh, darn.
You get the left pocket,
okay, cool.
Which is actually the better pocket.
Hey, that's way
StarsInStereo.com. We're on Facebook. We're on Twitter. We're on Instagram. We're on iTunes. So just Stars and Stereo, and you'll find us.
Do you guys do your own Twitter? I know sometimes when you start to get... Okay.
Definitely.
Yeah, we do everything, you know, social media. We're always on Facebook, hitting up everyone who responds to us. I mean, we love, you know, staying in touch on the internet, so...
Do you guys have names for fans? You know how, like, sometimes it's like, oh, they're... Well, I don't know. I can't think of a good example right now, but...
Yeah, we started saying sinners because Stars in Stereo, it's like sins.
Okay.
What we came up with for that. So it's just kind of happened naturally. But yeah, sinners.
Where does the band name come from?
We are all from everywhere in the country. And when we plotted it out on a map, it kind of made a star.
Oh, cool.
And we like how it sounded, so... It's better than square in stereo.
Yeah. No, I like that.
Actually, maybe we should just change.
Yeah. Actually, let's make that recommendation.
Yeah. Can you just make
square.
That announcement? Square and stereo. So
we'll
get to shorten it to Squareo.
That sounds like an app for my phone. Get on Squareo right now and contact the band.
Follow us on Squareo and.
I'll get that website locked down. Squareo. thanks, you guys. That was really fun. I appreciate you guys being here.
Thanks
and
yeah,
and best of luck. You'll be back again, so I hope you guys will stop in again.
Absolutely.